请我们翻到《约翰福音》第一章。
Let us turn to John chapter 1.
John 福音第一章第九节。
John chapter 1 verse
9. 那光是真光。
There was the true light.
照亮一切生在世上的人。
Which coming into the world enlightens every man.
第六章
Chapter 6.
第九节
Verse 9.
在这里有一个孩童带着五个大麦饼两条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么呢？
There is a lad here who had 5 barley loaves and 2 fish.But what are these for so many people?
第十节，耶稣说：“你们叫众人坐下，原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有五千。”
Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000.
十三节
，verse 13.
他们便将那五个大饼麦大麦饼的零碎，就是。众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子。
And so they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves, which were left over by those who had eaten.
第六章第三十二节。
Chapter 6, verse 32.
耶稣说：“我实实在在告诉你们，那从天上来的粮，不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父将天上来的真粮。”
Jesus therefore said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread out of heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread out of heaven.
五个饼两条鱼
The 5 loaves and 2 fish.
那里的饼是大麦饼
The loaves here are barley loaves.
这里说到天上来的真粮
here we see the true bread.Bread that comes from heaven.
这里讲到的粮，在希腊原文和五个饼两条鱼的饼是同样一个字。
This true bread in the original Greek is the same word as this barley loaf.
主叫五个饼两条鱼，叫五千人吃饱。
The Lord used five barley loaves and 2 fish to feed the multitude of 5,000.
现在主告诉我们，他乃是我父将天上来的真饼赐给你们。
And now he tells us that it is my Father who gives to you the true bread out of heaven.
我们的主是真光。
Our Lord is the true light.
他也是真饼。
He is the true loaf.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我是真葡萄树，我是我父。是栽培的人。
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.
主说我是真葡萄树。
The Lord said, I am the true vine.
真光，真饼，真葡萄树。
True light, true loaf, true vine.
我们低头再有点简单的祷告。
Let us bow our heads for further word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，因着你的恩典，我们来到这一天。
Lord, we want to thank you by your grace. We can come here tonight.
我们也来到这一个晚上。
We come here this evening.
我们为着你所说的话，我们向你献上感谢。
For the words that you have spoken, we want to thank you.
我们感谢你在这些日子里面，你的话语并不稀少。
Thank you, Lord, that there is no lacking of your word in these past days.
我们都好像从远方来的示巴女王一样。
We are like the Queen of Sheba.
我们要来到。有一位比所罗门更大的我们主的脚前
to come before the presence of the one who is greater than Solomon
我们要听所罗门的智慧话
we want to hear the words of wisdom from Solomon
你果然把智慧话赏给我们
Lord thank you for giving us these words
我们是何等蒙恩的一般的人
we are so blessed
感谢主
we thank you
我们还把今天晚上这一点时间也交在你的手中
we want to commit this evening into your hands
我们知道你还要继续的说话
We know you want to continue to speak to us.
你明天要对我们说话。
You will speak to us tomorrow.
你还要对我们说话。
You will continue to speak to us.
借着你的饼和杯来对我们说话。
You will speak to us through the bread and the cup.
我们把敬拜爱戴都归给你。
We give you all the worship and praise and
thanks. 所以我们就求你给我们一个能听的耳朵。
Lord, do give us a hearing ear.
给我们一颗受教的。
A teachable heart.
让我们真的像玛利亚一样坐在你的脚前。
That we can be like Mary seated before your feet.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
因为你把最上好的福分已经赏给我们。
Because you have given us the best.
是没有人能够夺取。
There is nothing that can be taken from us.
把荣耀爱戴都归给你。
We give you all glory and honor.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹都知道我们这次大会的主题是以基督做中心的侍奉。
Brothers and sisters know that the theme of this conference is Christ-centered service.
在三个晚上的信息的我的责任乃是说到以基督为真理的侍奉。
My responsibility in the evening is service based on Christ the truth.
主说我就是真理。
The Lord said, I am the truth.
主也祷告父说求你用真理使他们成圣。
And he also prayed to the Father, sanctify them in the truth.
你的道就是真理。
Your word is truth.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当神把他自己发表出来的时候。
When our Lord manifested himself.
他有话要说。
He has a word to speak.
2000年前借他儿子来说话。
2000 years ago, he spoke through his son.
这就是道成肉身的道。
That is the word that became flesh.
他也把他的旨意写在圣经里面。
He also wrote his will in the Bible.
这就是他写下来的道。
This is the written word.
但是无论如何。
No matter what.
神的道能叫我们成圣。
God's word enables us to be sanctified.
我们读圣经的时候
When we read the Bible,
我们看见里面有许多神的旨意
We see there are many purposes in the Bible.
但如果我们远远看的话
If we look from afar,
好像是写在个人头的上面
It's as if it's written in a bust.
那个人头乃是我们主自己
And that bust is our Lord himself.
所以许多时候我们对主的话不明白
Many times we don't understand the word of God.
你看看那个影子
But if you look at that shadow,
在整个神话语的背后，那是个非常大的人。
And then behind all the word, you see there's a great man.
你看见了那个人。
When you see that man,
你我就明白了。
You and I understand.
本来我们不明白圣经。
Before we didn't understand the scripture.
圣灵要引导我们进入一切的真理。
But the Spirit is to guide us into all truth.
圣灵所做的就是主复活以后我们的主所做的。
What the Holy Spirit does is what the resurrected Lord has done.
他对以马忤斯门徒讲解圣经。
When he expounded the word to those two to Emmaus.
圣经是需要讲解的。
The Bible needs to be opened and expounded.
但是他从摩西一从先知开始，从旧约开始，一直凡是指着他的话，都为他们讲清楚。
And from the prophets in the Old Testament, he expounded the word.
结果他们心里就火热。
And their hearts burned with fire.
他们本来是往以马忤斯去。
They were going towards Emmaus.
他们本来是走下坡路。
They were going down a slope.
现在他们回去。
But now they are returning.
他们愿意回到耶路撒冷。
They want to go back to Jerusalem.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？当我们的主复活的主把圣经为我们解开的时候
When our resurrected Lord has opened up the word to us
他把真理为我们解开的时候
When he opens up the truth to us
我们心里就火热
Our hearts burn within
不只对以马忤斯的门徒
Not only to the disciples in Emmaus
我们知道对复活主复活以后对门徒显现也是如此
And after the Lord resurrected when he appeared to the disciples
他也是从旧约摩西律法然后先知讲起
And he spoke from the Old Testament Moses, the law and the prophets
他说凡是指着我的话都要应验
He said anything according to my word shall be fulfilled
然后主开他们的心窍
And then the Lord opened their understanding
他们就明白圣经
And they understood the word
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
一面给我们看见你的道就是真理
On one hand, we see that the word is truth
但你怎么解释那个道
But how do you explain
我就是真理
I am the truth.
基督乃是那把的钥匙。
Christ is that key.
因着这个缘故
For that reason,
我们就从约翰福音里面来看。
From the Gospel of John we see.
到底以基督为真理的真理是什么真理？
What truth is this truth?
那个真理是真的真理。
This truth is true.
不是说其他的真理不是真的，都是真的。
All the other truths are true as well.
但是如果你要明白这许多的真理
But if you are to understand all these truths,
只要你明白那个真的真理
When you understand that true truth,
弟兄姊妹，我们就知道怎么样能以基督的真理来侍奉。
Then we know how to serve him based on Christ the truth.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
在他 在圣灵启示约翰福音的时候
，When Holy Spirit revealed the Gospel of John，
因为约翰是最能够把真理向我们讲解明白。
Because John was the one who could clearly speak of the truth。神
托付给约翰的就是真理。
What God entrusted to John was the truth。
所以在约翰二书三书不只讲了真理，还讲了真理在我们的里面。
In 2 John and 3 John, it not only speaks of truth, but it speaks of our truth within.
所以约翰是认识真理的人。
So John knew the truth.
约翰也是以真理，以这个真理来做，来侍奉神的人。
And John served the Lord.By this truth.
不光圣经里面的真理
not only the truth in the Bible,
不光旧约里面的真理
not only the truth of the Old Testament,
这个真理已经进到约翰的里面
but this truth has already entered into John.
所以当他写，当他受感动写约翰启示，约翰福音的时候
So when he wrote the Gospel of John,
果然他把那个真理为我们解开了
He opened up this matter of the truth.
所以我们就知道当主当约翰启示这个真理的时候
When John revealed this truth
我们就知道什么叫我是真理呢
What does it mean I am the truth
我是真理的意思就是我是真的
I am the truth means I am truth
是怎么真法呢
And how is it true
我是他是真光
He is the true light
我是真饼
He is the true loaf
我也是真葡萄树
He is the true vine
所以感谢主
Thank the Lord
昨天晚上我们从整本的约翰福音
Last evening, through the entire Gospel of John,
特别是前面十二章
especially the first 12 chapters,
一开始生命在他里头
we show that the life was in him,
这生命就是人的光
and this life was the light of man.
那光是真光
that light was a true light.
一直到十二章
all the way to chapter 12,
我们如果光跟从这个光
if we were to just follow this light,
我们要成为光明之子
we will become the sons of light.
所以所有的故事从真光开始的
so all the stories begin with the true light.
要照亮世界所有的人
to enlighten the man, all of mankind.
结果约翰他就是第一个最早最早接待耶稣基督的人
And John was the first one to receive the Lord Jesus.
那他怎么接受的呢
How did he receive him?
因为有一天他看见了真光
Because one day he saw the true light.
他遇见了真光
He met the true light.
所以他就听见说看啊神的羔羊
And he heard, behold the Lamb of God.
除去世人罪孽
Who takes away the sin of the world.
真光让他看见我们的主乃是救主
The true light showed him that our Lord is the Savior.
他要除去我们的罪
To take away all of our sins.
住在十字架上
On the cross.
他做我们的中保
Our Lord was our mediator.
一手拉着我们，一手拉着父神。
On one hand, he grabbed our hand. On the other hand, he grabbed the hand of the Father.
叫我们能与他和好。
So that we can be reconciled with him.
现在靠着我们的主。
Now by our Lord.
我们能坦然无惧来到神的面前。
We can come boldly before his presence.
本来我们的罪叫我们离开神不知道有多远。
Before our sin separated us from a great distance with our Lord.
现在近到不能够再近。
Now we are close. We are so close.
罪不只叫人与神分开。
Sin not only separated man and God.
罪也叫人天与地分开。
Sin also separated heaven and earth.
所以主在十字架上不只是中保。
So our Lord was not only a mediator on the cross.
他也是天梯。
He is also the heavenly ladder.
他一手拉着地，一手拉着天。
One hand he holds the earth, the other the heaven.
在十字架上。
And on the cross.
天和地第一次又重新连接。
The heaven and earth were once again connected.
所以我们这些蒙恩得救的人。
So all of us were saved by grace.
今天在地好像在天。
We on earth as if in heaven.
当我们唱这一首听啊千万声音呼喊的时候
When we sing the song Hark the Angels Sing
我们是在地上唱的
We sing this on earth.
如果我们进到诗歌的感觉里面去的话
But if we enter into the thought of the hymn
我们觉得我们好像在天上一样
It's as if we are in heaven.
你知道吗在这个有在全匪之乱就是在中国有一次动乱特别对西教士带来逼迫的时候那个时候戴德生的媳妇讲了一段的话
So during the turmoil in China once the wife of Hudson Taylor said
那四天是最紧张的四天
During those turbulent days four very turmoil days
他日记怎么写呢
What did she write in the diary
因为随时随地他们都可以能寻到的
Because at any moment they might be martyred.
结果他告诉我们说，他说那四天是个最美好的四天。
She actually wrote in her diary and said those were the four most glorious days.
他说我们分不清楚那四天我们到底在地上呢，我们还是在天上。
We couldn't distinguish whether we were on earth or we were in heaven.
他们明明是在中国。
They were in China.
明明是在中国的土地上,
they were on the territory of China.
他说我们分不清楚,
but they couldn't distinguish.
那四天我们到底在天上还是在地上?
On those 4 days, were we in heaven or on earth?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这那光是真光,
that light is a true light.
不只给我们看见我们的主是中宝,
not only shows us that our Lord is our mediator,
也给我们看见他就是天体,
but he is also the heavenly ladder.
不止如此,
not only that,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
即现在他不止
Not only does it bring us back to the Garden of Eden,
在第一章的时候,
in chapter 1,
生命在他里头,
the life is in him.
我们的主乃是在父怀里的独生子,
and our Lord is the Son, the only begotten Son in his
womb. 到了第四章的时候,
in chapter 4,
那个水就在撒玛利亚妇人的怀里面。
That living water was in the Samaritan woman.
本来生命在他里面,
before the life was in him.
现在生命在我里面,
now the life is in me.
为什么?
Why?
因为我们的主在十字架上,
because on that cross,
他那个永久的磐石为我们裂开,
that rock of ages was cleft for us.
所以从他肋旁就流出血和水来,
so from his side pour forth blood and water.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故,
for this reason,
我们虽然在黑门山下,
even though we are at the foot of Mount Hermon,
我们能够喝黑门山上的水,
we can drink the water from Mount Hermon.
等到你喝那个水的时候,
when you drink that water,
你要说那个水不止在山上,
you have to say that water is not only at the top of the mountain, but the water is in us.
这就第四章的故事。
This is the story of chapter 4.
然后这个生命在我们里面成长,
and then this life grows in us.
然后圣灵在我们里面运行,
and this life works in us.
十字架在我们身上工作,
the cross works in us.
它做测量的工作,
it does a work of measurement.
做几次测量的工作,
it measures it many times.
结果从我们的腹中就流出活水的江河来。
So from our innermost flows out rivers of water.
等到我们生命长大的时候,
when our life matures,
我们里面生命的光也长大了,
and our light also grows.
结果我们就认我们自己的罪,
so then we confess our sins.
主就赦免洗净我们一切的不义, 主的血就洗净我们一切的不义,
and the blood of our Lord cleanses all our sins.
我们就被洁净了,
and we are cleansed.
我们就成圣了,
and we are sanctified.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们就从完全达到完全,
from perfection to perfection.
另一面,
on one hand,
我神的话就是脚尖的灯, 也是路上的光,
the word of the Lord is a lamp unto my feet,
light unto my way.
If we are to keep his word,
我们就必晓得真理,
we already know the truth.
真理叫我们得着自由,
but the truth sets us free.
本来我们没有自由,
before we had no freedom,
我们受了罪的辖制,
we were in the bondage of sin.
我们受了肉体的辖制,
we are the bondage of flesh.
我们像那个犯罪的妇人一样,
we were like that adulterous woman.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord,
等到光一来了,
when the light came,
那个妇人就得释放了,
that woman was set free.
从此以后就不再犯, 不再犯罪,
no longer what she said.
原因在哪里?
Why?
因为不止她听, 不止跟随了里面生命的光,
not only did she follow the light within.
你看见真理,
the truth set us free.
不说我就是真理,
the Lord said, I am the truth.
天父的儿子若叫我们得着自由,
and if the Son were to give us, set us free, we shall be free indeed.
我们就做了主真的门徒,
and then we are his true disciples.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
真光叫我们做真的敬拜他的人,
the true light enables us to be the true worshipper.
真光叫我们做一个真的门徒,
the true light enables us to be the true disciples.
不止如此,
not only that,
到了最后的时候,
at the very end,
我们如果真的一直跟从这个光的话,
if we are to follow this light,
我们要成为光明之子,
we become sons of light.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们不是接受光,
not only do we accept the light,
我们在光里面生的,
we are born in the light.
我们也在光里面长的,
we also grow in the light.
弟兄姊妹, 现在你看见不只是生命是丰富的,
not only is this life a life abundant life,
光也是丰富的,
but it is abundant life.
什么叫做光是丰富的呢?
What is the life abundant?
荣耀从我们身上就彰显出来了。
What does light abundant mean? It means glory is shown forth.
我们磨成神儿子的形象,
when we are conformed to the image of his son.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
不止生命丰富了,
not only is life abundant,
光也丰富了,
light is abundant,
光丰富了,
and when light is abundant,
人就看见了神的荣耀,
man shall see God's glory.
人就把荣耀归给神,
and we give glory to God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters, 感谢主,
thank the Lord.
那光是真光,
that light is true light.
你叫这个真光在我们身上, 不只叫我们明白一点真理,
that true light not only allows us to understand some truth,
不是明白一点救恩的理论,
or understand some theory,
不是明白一点Christology 基督论, 不是的,
or allows us to understand Christology.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗? 真理都在这里,
the truth is here,
但是那真光,
but it is true light.
弟兄, 那个光要叫你痛,
This true light will be painful.
那个光要叫你悔改,
this true light will make you repent.
那个光要叫你变那个真的敬拜他的人,
this true light will turn you into a true worshiper.
你不在外面, 不再是外面礼仪的了, ritualism.
You are no longer outside doing rituals.
那是犹太教,
that is Judaism.
那个不是基督教,
that is not Christianity.
真正的基督教,
true Christianity.
就是真光叫我们变成一个真的敬拜他的人,
is that the true light turns us into true worshiper.
哪里都可以敬拜人,
we can worship at the
哪里我们都可以敬拜,
we can worship anywhere.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
但愿主开我们的眼睛,
may the Lord open our eyes.
这个是真理,
this is truth.
这个就是以基督为真理的真理,
this is the service of Christ as the truth.
如果我们要侍奉神的话,
if we are to serve God,
我们要传扬这个真理,
we have to preach this truth.
我们要把每一个人都带到主神的面前,
we need to bring all before God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
什么是路呢?
What is the way?
凡是能带到父那里去的才是路,
you can, when you bring them to the Father, that is the way.
许多的路, 许多的方法, 不能带到父那里, 都不是路。
Any way that does not lead to the Father is not the way.
所以感谢主, 弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord, brothers.
在这里给我们看见说,
we see here,
那光是真光,
that light is a true light.
但是不止如此,
but not only that,
主不只是真光,
he is not only the true light,
主也是真饼,
he is the true loaf.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
这很明显给我们看见五个饼两条鱼叫五千吃饱那个神迹,
we see the miracle of the five loaves and two fish.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers, sisters,
五个饼两条鱼这个神迹,
this miracle of the five loaves and two fish,
是唯一的一个神迹,
it is the only miracle,
四本福音书都记载的,
that is mentioned in all four gospels.
这是第一个特点,
that's the one special feature.
第二个特点,
the second feature,
这是唯一的神迹,
it is the only miracle,
和别的神迹不一样的,
that is different than all other miracles.
别的神迹是怎么回事呢?
What are all other miracles?
当我们的主在那里行神迹的时候,
when our Lord performs the miracle,
门徒们在那里看,
the disciples are observing,
门徒们都是做闭上观的,
the disciples become observers,
他们好像看篮球一样,
they're like watching a basketball game.
在打篮球的是我们的主, 他们在那里看,
our Lord is playing basketball, they're watching the game.
所有其他的 神迹都是这样的,
all other miracles are like that.
什么叫神迹?
What is a miracle?
根据圣经里面的定义,
according to the definition of the Bible,
神迹就是神的举头,
miracle is the finger of God.
什么时候神动了他的举头?
Whenever God moves his finger,
什么时候神迹就发生了?
A miracle happened.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
你看见我们主行了许多的神迹,
our Lord performed many miracles.
我们动一动他的举头, 主动一动他的举头,
when the Lord moved his finger,
神迹就发生了,
a miracle would happen.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
有这么多的神迹,
so many miracles,
只有一个神迹,
but there was only one miracle.
这个神迹,
and this miracle,
门徒不是旁观的人,
that the disciples were not just observers.
门徒乃是参与的人,
the disciples were participants.
在所有的其他的神迹, 门徒都没有份,
in all other miracles, they did not have a part.
这是唯一的神迹, 门徒们参与在里面,
this is the only miracle where they were participants.
稀奇不稀奇, 弟兄姊妹,
isn't that amazing?
什么叫做侍奉?
What is service?
不要忘记,
don't forget.
每一个侍奉都是神迹,
every single service is a miracle.
你不要以为你很会讲道,
don't think that you know how to preach.
你不要以为你从前是律师, 现在你就可以传福音,
don't think that because you're a lawyer you now can preach the gospel.
地上没有一个金口能叫人蒙恩得救的,
there is not a golden mouth on earth that can save life.
所有蒙恩人, 蒙恩得救的都是神迹,
all those that are being saved, it's a miracle.
弟兄姊妹, 你办不到, 我也办不到,
you can't do it, I can't do it.
只有圣灵动了他的指头, 这个人就得救了,
only when the Holy Spirit moves his finger, that person is saved.
动了指头,
when God moved his finger, Paul was
saved.
Paul would be most difficult to be
saved.
But thank the Lord.
为什么这是神迹?
This is a miracle.
许多人你不能解释啊,
you might not explain it.
为什么一个地方有这么多人得救啊?
Why are so many people saved in this place?
一个小小的县可以有10万人得救的,
a small district, 100,000 people.
你说怎么解释?
How do you explain that? You say, well, we have many gifted preachers.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
宋尚杰很会讲, 宋尚杰到主那里去的,
John Song was a very gifted preacher.
这个格里汉很会讲在美国,
and Billy Graham is a gifted speaker.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
为什么你看见许多人就这么蒙恩得救了?
Why are there so many been saved?
所有做神工作的人,
all those who are servants,
所有福音服侍神的儿女,
all those who serve God,
所有传福音的人,
all those who preach the gospel,
你永远要记得一件事,
you have to forever remember,
每一个人得救都是神迹,
everyone being saved, it's a miracle.
不是因为你会讲,
it's not because you know how to speak.
当你讲的时候,
when you speak,
圣灵就动了, 动了那个指头。
The Holy Spirit will move his finger.
弟兄姊妹，有的人就这么得救了。
And then somebody gets saved.
稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't amazing?
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
So we thank the Lord.
你看见，除非是基督做的，没有一个人能够得救。
Unless Christ does it, nobody will be saved.
什么叫做侍奉？
What is service?
侍奉就是我们的主行他的神迹。
Service means our Lord is doing His miracle.
现在有一个神迹。
Now there's a miracle.
我们的主要我们和他一同有份。
The Lord wants us to partake in it.
我们的主祝福那个五个饼和两个鱼。
Our Lord blessed the five loaves and two fish.
他一面就谢。
On one hand, He thanked.
然后就把那个饼就分开拨开。
And He broke the bread.
所有主祝福的饼没有不拨开。
All the breads that the Lord has blessed, they are always broken.
我们常常要神的祝福。
So many times we want His blessing.
我们不愿意被他拨开。
But we don't want to be broken.
但如果你不被拨开的话，
But if you're not broken,
那个神迹不会发生。
The miracle will not happen.
所以等到主拨开了那个饼。
So when the Lord broke the bread,
然后就把那个饼就传递给门徒。
And that bread He passed to the disciples.
然后门徒接过来。
The disciples received it.
然后再传出去。
And gave it out.
弟兄姊妹，
Brother, sister,
明明是五个饼。
It was five loaves.
结果五千人统统吃饱。
But 5,000 were fed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这个神迹是主的神迹。
This miracle is the Lord's miracle.
门徒的功劳在哪里？
What is the contribution of the disciples?
什么也没有做。
They didn't do anything.
他们所做的就是把是主所做的把它递出去就完了。
What they did was they received what from the Lord and just gave it out.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Do you understand?
这个叫做侍奉。
This is service.
侍奉什么意思呢？
What is service?
神恩待我们。
That the Lord is gracious to us.
神看上了我们。
He saw us.
他要行一个神迹。
He wants to do a miracle.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道住在哪里要行神迹。
I don't know where the Lord is going to do a miracle.
我不知道住在哪里要把千千万万的千千万人带进来。
I do not know when He's going to save thousands.
那弟兄姊妹，我们做什么呢？
But what do we do?
我们主邀请我们。
The Lord invites us.
让我们在五饼二鱼这个神迹上有份。
That in the miracle of the five loaves and two fish, we can be partakers.
一面你看见神迹发生的。
On one hand, you see the miracle.
本来五个饼两条鱼。
Five loaves, two fish.
一个人也吃不饱的。
One person, that's not enough for one person.
十二个门徒每一个都吃不饱的。
It's not enough for the 12 disciples.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
当那个五个饼两条鱼给出去的时候。
Once that five loaves and two fish were given.
主祝福以后。
After the Lord blessed us.
然后经过了神迹以后。
And through a miracle.
五个饼两条鱼果然叫五千人吃饱。
Five loaves, two fish fed all 5,000.
这就是我们今天蒙祝福的原因。
This is why we are blessed today.
这就是我们丰收的原因。
That is why we have a harvest today.
怎么可能五个饼两条鱼能叫五千人吃饱呢？
How can five loaves, two fish feed 5,000?
你说这个几乎是不能想象的事。
You say this is quite impossible.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这是神迹。
This is a miracle.
而且当我们传递饼的时候。
But when we give out the bread.
我们不过是传递我们的主已经所做的。
What we give out is what the Lord has already done.
结果我们每一个人都收拾了一篮大的荣耀的零碎。
And then all of us gather a basket full of leftovers.
你知道这一段的圣经
This script, this passage
就是诗篇里面所说的
is what is written in Psalm.
神在旷野里面在为他的百姓摆设宴席
that the Lord has prepared a feast in the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹
Brother, sister,
这是个 banquet, 这是一个宴席
This is a great banquet.
你怎么知道这是大户人家很有钱人家的一个宴席呢
How do you know this is a banquet from somebody very wealthy?
你要问说那个佣人带回家有多少的零碎
You have to ask how many leftovers are taken back by the servants.
到底这个宴席有多丰富
How rich this banquet is.
你要问说那些佣人带回回去有多丰富
You can see through how many leftovers are taken back by the servants.
结果他们每一个门徒都得到了一篮的零碎
So each disciple received a basket full of leftovers.
所以是十二篮的零碎
12 baskets full.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
这什么意思呢
What does this mean?
这个是不是我们普通到中国菜场去买菜的菜篮呢
Is this basket a similar basket that we just used
不是的
to buy stuff at the market?
不是的
No.
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us.
当犹太人旅行的时候
When the Jews used to travel.
他们跟外邦人不来往
They did not interface with Gentiles.
他们不吃他们所 吃的。
They would not eat what the Gentiles ate.
他们不睡他们睡过的地方。
They would not sleep where they slept.
所以他们旅行的时候一个很大的包包。
So anytime they travel, they brought with themselves a big bag.
是他们的旅行包。
That is their traveling bag.
旅行包跟这个人一样高的。
This traveling bag was as big as they were.
他们把吃的东西放在里面。
They would put their food in it.
他们把单刀草放在里面。
They would put the straw in it.
在旷野里他们就可以休息了。
So in the wilderness, they can rest.
所以十二篮是指的这个十二个旅行包来说的。
So the 12 basketful speaks of this traveling bag.
当主没有行神迹以前。
Before the miracle was accomplished.
五个饼两条鱼一个人都不够吃的。
5 loaves and 2 fish was not enough to feed one person.
但经过主祝福了以后。
But after his blessing.
弟兄姊妹。每一个门徒都带回了一篮的零碎。
Every disciple took back a basketful.
所有侍奉主的人。
All those who served.
都有一个经历。都有一个经历。
They have an experience.
你越侍奉，你越满足。
The more you serve, the more satisfied you are.
你越侍奉，你越饱足。
The more service, the more satisfaction.
当你站起来为主说话的时候。
When you stand up to speak for the Lord.
你里面是空的。
You are empty.
但等到你讲完了以后。
But after you finish.
你里面是满的。
Inside you are full.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
有人常常问我说。
Many times somebody asks.
有的时候我们在这里读一卷的书。
When we read a book in the Bible.
我们一讲就是二十小时。
And many times we study it for 20 hours.
怎么可能我们一讲讲可以讲二十小时。
How can we speak for 20 hours?
弟兄姊妹不要忘记。
Don't forget.
那是当你越讲的时候。
The more you speak.
你看见吗你里面就得着饱足了。
The more you are satisfied.
你里面得着滋润了。
You are indeed satisfied.
你会觉得怎么一下子时间就过去了。
You say, how does all the time go by so fast?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。所有服侍的人都能经历这个经历。
All those who serve the Lord have this experience.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
你看见神果然在旷野里面摆设
In the wilderness, he does prepare a banquet for us.
结果五个饼两条鱼真的叫许多人就吃饱了。
And 5 loaves and 2 fish fed everybody.
那么弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
很多人怎么可能这个神迹会发生呢
And they ask, well, how can this miracle happen?
所以很多新派的神学家
Many modernists will say
他们不相信
We don't believe
他们觉得不可能
It's impossible
他们就把神的话改掉了
So they change God's word
他主耶稣啊对五千人这个讲道的时候
So they say that when the Lord was preaching to the 5,000, and when he preached, they were so touched.
那感动到一个地步，每一个人从口袋里就拿出五个饼、两条鱼来了。
So they were so touched that each one in the multitude took out 5 loaves and 2 fish.
结果他们就通通吃饱了。
And then they were fed.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
在这里让主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
没有这件事。
It's not that
你看见吗？这个是神迹。
This is a miracle.
但神迹有没有违反自然呢？
But does the miracle contradict the natural?
没有，弟兄姊妹，因为我们叫自然定律是神创造的。
Because the natural law is created by God.
当神造好了这一切，神说都甚好，都好。
When the creation was done, God said this is good.
神不能违背他自己。
God cannot deny himself.
所以弟兄姊妹，神所创造的自然律，神不会把它推翻的。
So God will not overturn the natural law.
圣经里面没有一个神迹是违反自然律的。
In the Bible, none of the miracles go against the natural law.
那怎么一回事呢？
What does that mean? How can the 5,000 be fed?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
你不要忘记
Don't forget.
为什么
Why?
我们的主说他就是真饼
Our Lord said he is the true loaf.
所有的饼所有的麦子都是根据这个真的麦子
All of the barley is according to the true barley.
所以主说一粒麦子若不落在地里死了就仍旧是一粒
So our Lord said unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains by itself.
弟兄姊妹，这个饼是麦饼。
This loaf is a barley loaf.
是大麦饼。
It is a barley loaf.
但是我们的主就是真的大麦。
But our Lord is the true barley.
所以弟兄姊妹，所有麦子的故事都是根据那个故事。
All the barleys are according to the true barley.
你从麦田里面经过的时候。
When you go through the field.
你知道神当初怎么创造这个麦子的吗？
Do you know how the Lord created the barley?
神知道有一天真的麦饼要来到地上。
The Lord knew that one day the true barley was going to come down to earth.
人不相信这个故事。
Many people don't believe in the story.
人不相信这个神迹。
Man doesn't believe in the miracle.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers,
神老早在创造里面，他已经有了这个故事。
There was already the story before creation.
一粒麦子落在不落在地里死了，人就是一粒。
Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth, it remains alone.
若是死了，接着许多的子粒来。
But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers,
本来不过几颗的麦粒。
Before it was only a few grains.
结果等那麦子成熟的时候。
But when the grain is mature.
然后经过磨变成粉。
And then it is ground into powder.
然后加上油,
and then add oil.
然后再烤一烤,
and then you burn it.
那个饼就出来了,
and then you have the loaf.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Brother and sister,
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
所有这个饼的成功,
all the accomplishment of this loaf,
shadow 都是影子,
is but a shadow.
那个饼才是真饼。
Only that one is the true loaf.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 如果这个饼能叫你得到满足,
if this loaf satisfies you,
如果这个饼能叫你得到平安,
if this loaf gives you peace,
如果这个饼叫你能够得到, 得到享受,
if this loaf gives you enjoyment,
为什么,弟兄姊妹? 那么弟兄姊妹, 现在我们的主就是那个天上降下来真饼,
and that is the true loaf coming down from heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你看见没有? 就在几万万分之一秒之内,
within milliseconds,
弟兄姊妹, 你看见说, 我们的主就能把那五个饼两条鱼就能够分出去,
our Lord was able to impart the five loaves and two fish.
那个分出去是乘法的分出去, 不是加法的分出去,
this impartation was actually a multiplication, not an addition.
所有生物学家可以告诉你说,
all biologists can tell you,
当麦子成长的时候,
when a grain is growing,
它是按照几何级数在那成长的,
it grows geometrically.
你知道吗? 生就是个奥秘, 你信不相信?
Do you know that life is a mystery?
我们刚刚生下来的时候,
when we were first born,
只有一个细胞,
we only had one cell,
然后慢慢两个细胞,
then two cells,
然后你想想, 等到一个人40岁的时候,
and when a person is 40 years old,
你看这个人这么高这么大,
a person is this tall, this high,
你稀奇得很,
you see it's quite
a bit. 这就是生命长进的情绪,
this is the way the life grows.
今天当你从麦田经过的时候,
when you go through the fields today,
你有没有觉得是神迹啊?
Do you think it's a miracle?
你有没有觉得这个生命能从一粒麦子, 结果带进丰收啊?
That you can see a grain of wheat turning into a harvest?
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在你明白吗?
Now do you understand?
这里有一个真理,
there's a truth here.
这个地上有许多的麦子,
there are many wheats on the ground.
那个神迹里面有五个饼, 有两条鱼,
in that miracle you had five loaves, two fish.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
我们的主, 乃是真饼,
our Lord is that true loaf.
所以因着这个缘故,
for that reason,
你看见他不只为一粒麦子落在地里死了,
so unless a grain of wheat comes,
他为我们挂在十字架上,
he hung on the cross for us,
他又为我们从死里复活,
and he also raised from the dead,
生命就释放出来,
and the life was given out,
升到天上,
he ascended to heaven,
我们的父神用膏来膏他,
and our Father anointed him.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
到五旬节的时候,
during the day of Pentecost, and in the Old Testament you saw the waving of the two loaves. So the Lord shows us, he is the true loaf.
弟兄姊妹,
what do you use today to satisfy others? What do you use today to serve?
你是拿你自己一边的道来喂养人呢?
Are you feeding others with a message from yourself?
你乃是拿真饼来供应别人。
Or do you feed others with the true bread?
那个真饼不是你的。
That true loaf is not yours.
那个真饼是主的。
That true loaf is the Lord.
那个神迹是主的。
That miracle is the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主经过十字架,
our Lord went through the cross,
从死里复活,
he rose from the dead,
升到天上,
he ascended to heaven.
感谢主弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord.
他就是天上降下来的粮,
he is the bread that came down from heaven. And when the Holy Spirit came down,
你看见神的粮随着降下,
you see that the bread came down as well.
就好像露降下来的时候, 马纳随着降下一样,
just like the dew and the manna.
从现在开始,
from now on,
我们不再饥饿了,
no longer we hunger.
所以弟兄姊妹, 只要有了主, 我们就满足了,
as long as we have the Lord, we are satisfied.
我要问弟兄姊妹,
I ask you,
你们服侍了这么久,
you have served for so long,
是你们劳苦呢?
Are you the one working?
再大的需要来到, 你怎么应付呢?
When there's a great need, how do you do? Well, what do you do?
有的人很能干,
many people are very capable.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
sooner or later you'll see,
神的工只有神自己可以做,
God's work only God can do. Only all of God's works are miracles.
你动十万个指头也没有用,
it doesn't matter if you touch, move 100,000 fingers.
结果主只要动动小指头,
the Lord only has to move his pinky.
5,000人就吃饱了,
5,000 were,
许多人就得着供应,
many people were satisfied.
等到你看见神迹发生的时候,
when you see the miracle,
你要怎么说呢?
What do you say?
我是大夫人吗?
Do you say I'm a great servant?
我是大传道人吗?
I'm a great preacher?
弟兄弟, 你原谅我说,
forgive me for saying this.
我最不喜欢听见人讲我们传道人。
I really dislike when people say, I am a preacher, I the preacher. We are all preachers.
每一个人都是祭司。
We are all priests.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天主的工作是怎么做的呢?
What, how is the work of God done today?
是凭着那些属灵大汗来做吗?
Is it according to spiritual greatness?
你怎么解释今天在许多, 包括韩国, 许多地方, 为什么福音那么发达呢?
How come the gospel spread in so many different places?
在韩国有几个格里汉呢?
How many Billy Grahams are in Korea?
但是弟兄姊妹, brothers, 你看见吗? 今天韩国这个基督徒的比例是很大很大的比例。
But in Korea, there's so many Christians. The proportion is great.
你做梦也不能想到。
You never thought of that.
所以弟兄姊妹, brothers, 那些大传道人到哪里去了?
Where are those great preachers?
大传道人贡献到哪里去了?
Where is the contribution of the great preachers?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们都是祭司。
We are all priests.
我们都应该侍奉神。
We all need to serve God.
我们教学也可以，我们做，我们这个在公司里也可以。 这个不过是我们的副业。
We can teach, we can be in a company. This is all about our avocation.
但是我们的职业乃是侍奉神。
But our vocation is to serve God.
所以弟兄姊妹, brothers, 你拿什么来侍奉?
What are you using to serve?
你是不要忘记,
don't forget.
拿真饼来侍奉。
You use the true loaf.
弟兄姊妹，许多时候，
so many
我们背了一段圣经。
We memorize. We memorize a sermon. Many times we memorize Spurgeon's sermon. Or John Song's message.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
不错，主也恩待我们。
Yes, the Lord is gracious to us.
圣灵到底，你不管怎么样，只要主的名一被高举，就人得救。
When the name of the Lord is exalted, man will be saved.
但迟早有一天我们要看见。
But sooner or later we have to see.
他是真饼。
He is the true loaf.
所以感谢主,
thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 这代表什么?
What does this represent? I already said.
那个真饼, 那个饼乃是代表第一个循环, 月历第一个循环的, 这个迦南的丰富。
We mentioned yesterday that the first part of the calendar, this is represent the first cycle in the Jewish calendar is represented by the bread.
所以在月节的时候,
so during Passover, so the first fruits of the wheat they used to wave before the God.
所以弟兄姊妹,
how do you explain the land of Canaan? How do you know it's the land flowing with milk and honey? There are two things that represent. On one hand you see the wheat and barley, and then you also see the olive and the grape.
讲到迦南美地,
when you speak of the land of Canaan, it is but a shadow. Our Lord is the true loaf.
迦南所代表的乃是基督那测不透的丰富。
What Canaan represents is the unsearchable riches of Christ.
所以当保罗服侍的时候,
so when Paul served, he gave out the unsearchable riches of Christ to people.
但是不止如此,
but not only that.
你的主还说什么?
You know what the Lord said?
我是真葡萄树。
He says, I am the true vine.
我已经讲过了。
I already mentioned,
不是说别的葡萄树是假的,
it's not that all the other vines are false.
但是就是因为主是真葡萄树,
but because the Lord is the true vine.
所以在几万万分之一秒里面,
so within milliseconds,
水经过它,
the water goes through him,
就变成酒了,
becoming wine.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主把水变成酒的时候,
when our Lord turned water into wine,
他有没有破坏神的自然定律呢?
Did he go against the natural law?
没有的,
no.
本来在自然界里面已经神老早就把这个放在里面了,
and the natural law this already existed.
本来四个月要经过的事,
something that used to happen in 4 months, now just happens in milliseconds.
好了，弟兄姊妹，这个时候他对玛利亚怎么说？
What did he say to Mary?
他说我的时候还没有到。
He said, my hour has not yet come.
我与你有什么相干呢?
What do I have to do with you?
我的时候还没有到。
My hour has not yet come.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
我们的主是真葡萄树。
Our Lord is a true vine.
他来到地上,
he came on the
earth. 就是要把水变成酒。
Is to turn water into wine.
他把真酒给我们,
he gives us the true wine.
但什么时候他真的把水变成酒呢?
When does he turn the water into wine?
不是那个时候,
exactly at that time.
不是那个时候,
it wasn't at that time.
为什么那个时候主把水变成酒呢?
Why did he turn water into wine?
因为有人说我们没有酒了。
Because somebody said we are out of wine.
我们酒用尽了,
we have used up our wine.
但这个只是那个婚宴里面的情形。
This is only the situation at that wedding.
主要来做世人的救主。
The Lord was to be the Savior of the world. He wants to save all in the world. He wants to give wine to this world. He wants to give joy to this world.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在不是一个婚宴说酒用尽了主就要把水变成酒了。
So it is not because in the wedding there is no more wine that he is going to turn water into wine.
我的时候还没有到。
But my hour has not come.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
就是我真正把水变成酒的时候还没有到。
The time for me to truly change water into wine has not come.
我要等到有一天真的有需要了。
But only when there is that true need will I turn water into wine.
所以你一直读圣经,
so if you read the scripture,
直到第七章说时候还没有到,
when you read chapter 7, it says my hour has not come.
第八章时候也没有到,
in chapter 8, my hour has not yet come.
但是你读到十二章的时候,
but when you read chapter 12,
你知道那个时候有几个希利利人来见耶稣,
you know that there were some Greeks who came to meet the Lord. They were the disciples of Socrates.
是亚里士多德的门徒,
disciples of Aristotle.
他们要把好,
They want to use the philosophy to create a heaven on earth. They tried for 500 years.
经过了500年,
over 500 years.
他们成功了没有呢?
Were they successful?
他们没有成功,
no.
所以他们说我们要见耶稣,
so they say we want to meet Jesus.
你看见吗? 本来他们要见苏格拉底,
before they wanted to meet Socrates.
本来要见亚里士多德,
they want to meet Aristotle.
现在他说我们要见耶稣,
but now we want to meet Jesus.
为什么?
Why?
世界的酒已经用尽,
because the wine of the world is used up.
所以当主耶稣听见那句话的时候,
so when Jesus heard those words,
他人子的荣耀的时候,
he says, the time of the Son of Glory has come.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当世界说他们没有酒,
when the world says there is no more wine, when the world has come to its end,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
these Greeks,
就代表全世界说,
representing the entire
world, 我们已经没有酒了,
they said we no longer have wine. He said the hour of the Son of Man to be glorified has come.
感谢主弟兄姊妹,
we thank the Lord.
现在我们的主可以上十字架,
now the Lord can go to the cross.
十字架乃是那个压酒池,
the cross is that wine press.
结果呢弟兄姊妹你看见那个结果我们的那个酒就流到了更小的压酒池,
and then that from that big wine press it flows down to a smaller wine press. The big wine press is the cross. The smaller wine press is resurrection.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
when our Lord rose from the dead,
弟兄姊妹, 你看见那个真正的酒, 真的酒, 就流到了你和我的里面,
that true wine then flowed into you and me.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见这就是我们的主为什么怎样来到地上,
this is how our Lord came down to earth.
他不只是神的羔羊,
not only was he the Lamb of God,
他不只是天梯,
not only was he the heavenly ladder,
他也不止磐石裂开, 然后叫我们得着他的生命,
and he was not only imparting life to us through the rock that was cleft,
而且他要叫我们得的更丰盛,
but he wants us to be even more rich.
所以他把
so he keeps the best wine for the end.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so now truly is the time for him to turn water into wine.
讲到葡萄酒,
when we speak of wine,
那是下半年的故事,
it is the story of the latter half of the calendar. Because the latter part of the calendar is the Feast of Tabernacles.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你看见现在他把水变成酒的时候到了,
so now the hour to turn the water into wine has come.
然后他说,
and he said, truly, truly, I say unto you,
一面是我把水变成酒的时候到了,
on one hand, the time to change water to wine is now. But this is only the story of the latter half of the calendar. What about the first part of the calendar? Only when you add both parts do you have the unsearchable riches of Christ. What did he say? Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains by itself. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. We know he is the true loaf. He is the true vine.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers, when you put together the true vine and the true loaf,
你把犹太的日历上半年跟下半年加在一起,
when you add the first and second part of the Jewish calendar, when you add together the produce of the land of Canaan,
弟兄姊妹, brothers,
you use this to serve the children of God. This is how Paul served.
感谢主, 弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord.
因着这个缘故,
for this reason,
你不只看见他是真饼,
not only do you see him as a true loaf, you see him as the true vine.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers, sisters,
最后你看见葡萄经过十字架的酒榨,
and through the wine press of the cross,
感谢主, 弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord,
结果有一杯的酒,
you have a cup of wine.
那一杯的酒,
that cup of wine,
就是每次我们擘饼纪念主的时候,
is every time we break bread and remember the Lord,
你在主的桌子跟前,
before the Lord's table,
一面你看见饼,
on one hand you see the loaf,
一面你看见杯,
on the other hand you see the cup.
杯里面所装的乃是葡萄酒,
what is in the cup is the wine.
弟兄姊妹, 那个酒是真酒,
that wine is the true wine.
但是圣经为什么讲的杯呢?
Why does the Lord speak of cup?
因为圣经的杯乃是指着我们的福分来说的,
because the cup speaks to our portion.
虽然我们的主经过十字架被摧残了撕碎了,
even though our Lord was broken on the cross,
葡萄成熟的时候,
but when the grape is ripe,
最美丽的时候,
it is the most beautiful.
是所有的画家都要画那个成熟的葡萄,
all the artists want to paint a ripe grape,
代表生命的丰富,
because it represents the fullness of life.
现在手来把它摘下来,
a hand now takes the grape,
现在脚要践踏它,
the foot is stepping on it.
那时候所有的农家的人都要所有的所有葡萄园的人都能搬到葡萄园去,
so all the people that work in the vineyards go to the vineyard.
他们就住在葡萄园,
they live in the vineyard.
他们白天去把葡萄就摘下来,
they take down all the grapes.
他们把他们的鞋脱掉,
they take off the shoes.
让他们用脚来踩,
and they start stepping on the grapes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
葡萄最荣耀的时候,
when the grape is its most proud, when it is its most old, when it's most proud, that is when it is the most ripe.
弟兄姊妹,
when our life is ripe, mature, that is when we are the most useful, that is when we are the blessed the most.
我们如此,
how we are just like the Lord. When he was in Mount Hermon, he was completely mature, so his life shone forth from within. It was like the sun, so he can ascend to heaven.
他没有去,
but he did not go to impart life to you and me.
他要经过苦难,
he had to go through suffering.
本来他是一串成熟的葡萄,
before he was the cluster of grapes, for you and for me.
但你看见酒榨的时候,
when you see that wine press,
你看见丰满的生命被撕碎了,
you see the fullness of life torn apart, the grape is disfigured.
本来是生命的丰满,
before was the fullness of life,
给你看见是羞耻,
but now it's shame. Now you see it being torn and disfigured. It's as if this grape is lost. When the grape pours out its wine, this is the blood of the grape. Brothers and sisters, when the wine is pressed out of the grape, he has poured out his soul.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
if you read Isaiah 53, how was the Lord crucified?
他把他的魂都倒出来,
his soul was poured out.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
do you understand? Every time you see our Lord,
弟兄姊妹,
shedding his precious blood,
整个的生命,
you know that his soul was poured out.
感谢主, 弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord.
因着这个缘故,
for this reason,
那个酒就慢慢流到小亚酒池,
so this wine flowed down to the small wine,
然后从那里就流到全世界,
and from there it flowed out to the world.
到了冬天的时候,
in the winter,
不管以色列人家里有多贫穷,
no matter how poor the Jewish family was,
他们就一杯的美酒,
they would always have a cup of wine.
他们忘记了,
they forgot.
就在他们喝酒同一个时候,
at the same time they drink of that wine,
那葡萄在哪里呢?
Where is that grape?
葡萄树在冰天雪地里面,
the vine is in the snow,
好像被人忘记,
as if forgotten by people.
这就是葡萄的故事,
this is the story of the grape.
这是真葡萄树的故事,
the story of the true vine.
这也是我们主的故事,
that is the story of our Lord.
今天有多少人忘记了我们的主为我们做了多少,
how many people today forget what the Lord has done for us?
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
是不是因为被忘记了就放弃了呢?
It is because it is forgotten, therefore
等到春天来到的时候,
When the springtime comes,
又重新开始结果子,
again it bears fruit.
感谢主弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord.
这就是葡萄一生的故事。
This is the story of the grape.
保罗就是,
not only our Lord is like this,
所有侍奉神的人都是如此,
all those who serve God are like this.
保罗他要寻道以前,
before Paul was martyred,
他说我浇奠的时候到,
he says it was a time of me to be poured, my the drink offering to be poured out.
为在原文就是我献上酒祭的时候就到了。
So in the original, it means to give the offering of wine.
Drink offering.
The drink offering.
那么这个drink offering, 这个酒祭是什么意思呢?
What is a drink offering?
当旧约的时候,祭一祭司们献祭的时候,
in the Old Testament, when the priest would offer up,
不管什么燔祭,
no matter what kind of sacrifice,
他们一定要拿一杯葡萄酒,
they have to take a cup of wine,
然后把葡萄酒就倒在祭物上面,
and then to pour that cup on the offering.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个叫做酒祭,
this is the drink offering.
保罗一生就像葡萄树一样。
Paul was like a vine in his whole life.
他说现在活着不再是我, 乃是基督在我里面。
He says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
我们的主是真葡萄树。
Our Lord is a true vine.
他是真, 他是枝子。
And he is the branch.
所以我们的主经过了, 他也经过。
What our Lord went through, he went through as well.
最后终于到了一生。
At the very end of his life,
最后终于有一杯的酒。
There is a cup of wine.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗?
You see that?
结果经过亚酒榨, 保罗经过了多少的经历, 最后变成, 最后是那一杯的酒。
And Paul, going through the wine press, going through so many experiences, he becomes that drink offering.
保罗应该能喝那几口酒吧。
Paul should be able to drink of that wine.
不是的。
But no,
那一杯的酒是为了倾倒出去的。
That cup was to be poured out.
弟兄姊妹, 等到那个酒倾倒的时候,
when that cup was poured out,
就是他为主寻道的时候,
is when he was martyred.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
葡萄树的生命,
the life of a vine,
不只是压榨的生命,
is not only a life that is being pressed,
不只是破碎的生命,
not only one that is torn apart,
不只是剥夺的生命,
not only done that is sculpted.
弟兄姊妹, 最后终于有一杯了美酒,
not only the one that is stripped, but there is a cup,
要倾倒出去,
it has to be poured out.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
这就叫做以基督为真理的释放。
This is service based on Christ, the
但愿主开我们的眼睛,
may the Lord open our eyes.
我们知道有一首诗,
we know that there's a poem,
是一个英国的诗人写的,
a female poet actually wrote this poem.
她的名字叫 Harriet King.
This person's name is Harriet King.
她1948年写了一首很美丽的诗歌, 就讲到葡萄的一生。
In 1948, she wrote a very nice poem about the life of a vine.
那么她的著作和所有女诗人的著作, 英国最好女诗人的著作是放在一起的。
And her writings are on par with the best female authors in England.
她的诗是太美丽了。
Her poems are beautiful.
结果有一天你一定就发现了这首诗。
So one day, Watchman Nee actually found one of the poems.
因为这个诗人呢,她有一本诗集。
Actually, this author has a collection of writers.
他的collection上面就写门徒, disciples.
And her collection is called Disciples.
我终于找到了这本书。
I found this book.
这是我一生花美金花的最多的一本书。
This is one that I paid the highest price in dollars for this book. But I thought it was worth it.
弟兄姊妹, 你弟兄看见了那首诗,
when Brother Nee saw this poem,
那个时候他被人弃绝。
At that time, he was rejected by men.
他愿意侍奉主。
He wanted to serve.
但那个时候主没有给他那个机会。
But the Lord did not give him the opportunity.
他有没有做什么, 什么也没有做。
He didn't do anything wrong.
弟兄姊妹, 就在那6年的里面,
and through those 6 years,
弟兄姊妹, 我们不知道他经过什么,
we don't know how much he suffered.
但有一件事我们知道,
but we know what he went
through. 到了1948年的时候,
in 1948,
有一天在上海聚会里面,
in a meeting in Shanghai,
他拿了一叠的纸头,
he took a pile of paper.
那这一叠的纸头呢, 就是他把那个英文的诗歌把它翻成中文。
And that pile of paper was where he translated that poem into Chinese.
那么结果呢, 他就分给大家。
And he gave it to everybody.
他给大家以前提醒大家。
And he reminded everybody before that.
他说我手里的这一叠的纸头,
that the pile of paper I have in my hand,
有5两黄金重。
It is full of gold.
你如果真的把它好好这个诗完全读过的话,
if you were to read the whole poem,
那就是保罗一生。
It is the life of Paul.
那就是所有跟从主的人都要经过的。
This is what everybody who follows the Lord needs to go through. We don't have time to read it. But I'd like to read the last verse of the poem. We will ask our brother to read the original English. Then I will translate it into Chinese. Measure thy life by loss instead of gain. Not by the wine drunk, but the wine poured forth.
不问饮酒几许,
for love's strength standeth in love's sacrifice.
因为爱的能力在于爱的舍弃.
And whoso suffers most hath most to give.
谁苦受的最深最有积蓄可以给人. 那这就是那首诗歌.
That is that poem.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
但愿我们知道,
may we see,
我们的主不只是真光,
our Lord is not only the true light,
他也是真饼,
he is that true loaf,
他更是真葡萄,
even more, he is the true vine.
你把真饼跟真葡萄就放在一起,
when you put the true vine and you put the true loaf together,
这个叫做基督那测不透的丰富,
these are the unsearchable riches of Christ.
当我们的主讲一粒麦子落在地里死了那一段的时候,
when our Lord spoke of the grain falling, of wheat falling into the earth,
若有人服侍我,
he says, if somebody is to serve me,
就当跟从我,
he has to follow me.
我在哪里,
where I am,
服侍我的人也在哪里,
there shall my servant also be.
你不是明白了真饼吗?
Don't you understand the true loaf?
你不是明白真葡萄树吗?
Don't you understand the true vine?
这里有个护照,
here's the calling.
我们肯不肯答应他的护照?
Are we willing to answer his call?
若有人要服侍我们要服侍他,
he says, if anyone wants to serve me,
我们要跟从他,
we need to follow him.
但我主在哪里?
And where is the Lord?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看主经过十字架,
our Lord went through the cross,
主也经过复活,
our Lord went through resurrection.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 结果就把整个的丰收带给我们,
and he brought to us the entire harvest.
你要问我们为什么迦南美地是美地?
Why is the land of Cana Beulah land?
是牛奶与蜜之地.
Why is the land that flows with milk and honey?
奶是动物的精华.
The milk is the essence of the animal kingdom.
蜜乃是植物的精华.
And honey is the essence of the plant life.
你把生命的精华放在一起.
When you put these two together,
这就是真理.
This is truth.
弟兄姊妹明白吗?
Do you understand?
你要拿这个真理来服侍别人.
You need to use this truth to serve others.
问题就在这里.
But here's the issue.
如果你真的明白了这个真理,
if you understand the truth,
主呼召我们,
the Lord will call
us. 他在哪里, 我们也在哪里.
Wherever he is, we are.
他真葡萄树, 我们是枝子.
He is the true vine, we are the branches.
所以弟兄姊妹, 他是真饼,
he is the true loaf.
我们人数虽多却是一个饼.
Even though we are many members but one bread.
这就是教会的见证.
That is a testimony of the church.
每次破饼聚会的时候,
every time we break bread,
一面我们纪念他,
on one hand we will remember him.
这是我们的敬拜.
This is our worship.
但同时呢,
at the same time,
也是我们的教会.
It is our fellowship. We have fellowship with all brothers and sisters.
主是葡萄树,
our Lord is the true vine.
我们都是枝子,
we are the branches.
我们当然都是真的枝子,
we are the true branches.
如果真的枝子,
if we are the true branches,
我们真的彼此相爱,
then we truly love one another.
我们虽然人虽然很多,
even though many members,
我们却是一个饼,
but one bread.
哦,弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你说这个太痛苦了,
you say this is too painful.
我们要和不可爱的弟兄姊妹在一起,
we have to be with those who are unlovely. We have to break bread with those who are unlovely and not see with us eye to eye. No matter what actually happens, the Lord was the one who birthed him. We are all but grains of wheat. You have your dignity.
我有我的 integrity. 我有我的尊严.
I have my integrity.
但是弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当你要维持那一粒麦子的时候,
when you want to keep that grain of wheat,
不要忘记, 没有合一这件事,
then you don't have unity.
你是个个人的基督徒,
you are an individual Christian.
也许你是盖恩夫人,
maybe you're Madame Guyon.
也许你是Darby.
Maybe you're John Darby.
但是弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
主呼召我们做一个饼.
The Lord calls us to one bread.
不管怎么样, 我们都是一个饼.
We are all one bread.
我们怎么能是一个饼呢?
How can we be one bread? Aren't we just but a grain?
但是感谢主, 如果麦子真的成熟的话,
but if the grain truly is ripe,
那个一定是谦卑下来的,
it will actually bow down.
麦子跟麦子不同在哪里?
What is the difference between barley and wheat?
这个等到成长的时候,
when it is mature and ripe,
麦子是一直一直往上长的,
You know, you know the tares will continue to go up. The tares will keep going up. You know who are tares? Those who stand tall. But when wheat is mature, it will actually bow down. Not only will it but lean down, but it is willing to be turned into powder. Because we together will be grains. And then we are baptized into one body. And we are put into the oven. What is love? Love is long suffering. Sometimes when we eat too quickly. We might bite our tongue. Because it's so close. So can you say that forever from now on the tongue is going to go on strike? How do you eat? How come when you eat you don't bite why don't you bite your toes? You can only bite your tongue. All the brothers and sisters in New York are so lovely because they're so far away. The ones who make you suffer are those who are beside you. The Lord puts you in an oven. So the Bible says love is long suffering. What is the church? If you suffer, I leave. No. If you leave, there's no bread. We all experience the same experience. Thank the Lord. Even though we are many members, we are but one bread. That loaf is the true loaf. I say once again, what is the church? Church is to show forth that He is the true loaf. When we are one bread, then the world knows that God sent His Son. Thank the Lord. What is
it?
This is the true truth.
这就是用这个真理来侍奉，来服侍神的儿女。
And we use this truth to serve the children of God.
最后我们还有一点的时间。
We have some more time.
我们要问一个问题。
We want to ask a question.
我们是不是每个人都这么做了？
Do all of us do this?
我们都要侍奉。
We all want to serve.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
到底我们真的这么做了吗？
Do we all do this?
如果我们不这么做, 有办法, 神有办法吗?
If we don't do this, can God do a work in us?
神当然有办法。
Of course God can do it.
所以弟兄姊妹, 什么叫做侍奉?
What is service?
侍奉不是为神做工。
Service is not to work for God.
侍奉乃是让神来做工。
It's to allow God to work.
你不要做工做了半天, 你忘记你是神手中的工作。
Don't work to a point where you forget whose workmanship you are. So many times when we preach our own sermon. And then we start to manifest ourselves. We understand the theory. You can speak and memorize the spiritual man to everybody. Are we truly serving? Yes. But only the Lord knows our condition.
弟兄姊妹,我再说,
I say once again. The Lord calls us to use us.
不是因为你行,
it's not because you're capable, it's because you're incapable. What the Lord wants to cultivate is not our work, but the worker. So let us remember, ask, how do we allow Him to, for us to work in His hands? We have to read a scripture.
这个出埃及记第34章
Let us turn to Exodus 34
出埃及记34章
Exodus 34
你记得这段圣经就是当摩西求神赐给他荣耀以后那一段的记载。So
you remember this is the account of when Moses prayed for glory.
34章第6节
Chapter 34 verse 6
耶和华在他面前宣告说耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神。
Then the Lord passed out in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord, compassionate and gracious.
不轻易发怒, 并且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实,
slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth.
懂得希腊原文,
scholars who understand Hebrew and Greek tell us,
如果你仔细来看,
if you carefully read this verse, loving kindness and truth,
这两个词就相当于约翰所说的恩典和真理。
These terms are the same as what John said, grace and truth.
丰盛的慈爱和真诚实就是丰丰满满的有恩典有真理。
Abounding in loving kindness and truth is equivalent to the full of grace and truth.
而恩典和真理是从基督来的。
Grace and truth comes from Christ.
只有在父怀里独生子把它表明出来。And
he declares them in the bosom of the Father.
现在摩西得到个启示了。Now
Moses has a revelation.
摩西本来灰心了。Moses
was distraught.
摩西本来说我不去了。He
says, I'm not going anymore.
但是弟兄姊妹,神把荣耀显给他看。But
God shone forth his glory.
因为你在旧约,所以只是背。So
in the Old Testament, so you only saw his back.
只有到了新约,你知道说人才能看见神的荣耀。Only
in the New Testament can we see his face to face.
就圣灵点火我们的灵，我们才真的看见。
Because only when the Holy Spirit ignites our hearts do we see Him.
所以虽然圣经说摩西是面对面的来与神在神的面前。
So Moses saw face to face.
但是不要忘记，根据这一段圣经一书说，从来没有人看见过神。But
the Bible shows us that no one has ever seen his face.
所以可见摩西看见的是神的背影。So
what Moses saw was his back.
我想这是非常清楚的。So
we think it's clear.
那么现在呢，神要启示他自己。So
now the Lord wants to reveal himself.
耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神。The
Lord, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious.
不轻易发怒，并且 丰丰富富的有恩典有真理,
slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth.
弟兄姊妹, 摩西是往前看见基督,
Moses looked forward to see Christ,
就好像以赛亚看见基督, 荣耀的基督,
just like Isaiah saw the glorious Christ.
他的问题完全解决了,
and his problems were solved.
本来他用律法来侍奉,
before he served according to the law.
那个不过是背影的侍奉,
but it is a service in the shadow.
当然因为他在旧约时代他后来仍旧是律法没有错,
and yes, in the Old Testament it was through the law.
但这里是个新的起头,
but here's a new beginning.
但对我们新人来说,
but for us,
我们知道是这一句, 为什么这个启示那么重要呢?
Why is the revelation so important?
因为丰丰满满的有恩典有真理,
abounding in loving kindness and truth.
好,现在我们看另外一节圣经。
Now let's turn to another verse.
约拿书,
Jonah.
约拿书第四章,
Jonah chapter 4.
第一节,
Verse 1. But it greatly displeased Jonah, and he became angry. And he prayed to the Lord and said,
耶和华,
please, Lord, was not this what I said while I was still in my own country? For I know that thou art a gracious and compassionate God. Slow to anger.
你看这个约拿不是看见了摩西所启示的吗?
Isn't Jonah here seeing what Moses saw?
然后下面说有丰盛的慈爱和怜悯,
and thou art a gracious and compassionate.
慈爱和诚实,
thou art a gracious and compassionate.
圣经这么说的吗? 不是的。
Is that what it says? No.
你知道他原来是丰丰富富的有恩典有真理。
It said actually abounding, in Moses we saw abounding in loving kindness and truth.
那意思说恩典和真理,
we see grace and truth.
很清楚的,这个你如果和约翰福音一对照就清楚了。
So if you compare to John, it's very clear.
哎,这里没有讲真理。
But here you don't see the word truth.
你明白吗? 这里是有丰盛的慈爱。
It says abundant and loving kindness.
还有丰盛的真理。
And
丰盛的真理,
for abundant truth.
但是约拿所看见的不是, 约拿所说的丰盛的真理, 他把它换成一句话, 这是他的领会。
But here Jonah changes the word truth into his own understanding.
就是神后悔不降所说的。
He says, and one who relents concerning calamity.
约拿认识神,
Jonah knew God. Jonah knew the truth.
真理有一个很重要的部分, 就是神不降后悔不降所说的灾。
In the truth, there is a truth that is, he does not relent concerning calamity.
约拿相不相信这句话?
He does relent concerning calamity.
约拿没有说丰盛的慈爱和真理,没有诚实,没有这么说。
Jonah didn't say abundant and loving kindness and truth.
用新约的话来说,
In the New Testament words,
是丰丰满满有恩典有真理。
In New Testament words, it's full of grace and truth. That is the God that Jonah should know.
讲到真理的时候,
when it speaks of truth,
这里没有讲真理,
it didn't use the word truth.
后悔不降所说的灾,
it says, the one who relents concerning calamity.
这什么意思?
What does this mean?
这就是约拿所认识的真理。
This is the truth that Jonah knew.
他认识神。
He knew God.
这个就是真理。
That is truth.
弟兄姊妹, 他根据他所认识的人来侍奉神。
According to what he knew is how he served.
所以我问大家,
so I ask you,
约拿明不明白真理?
Does Jonah knew the truth?
当然明白真理。
Of course he does.
约拿有没有读过神学?
Did Jonah go to seminary?
用今天的话来说,
in today's words,
好像受过神学的训练。
It's as if he had received seminary training.
什么叫做神学?
What is seminary?
神学叫你真的认识神。
It enables you to know God.
有哪一节神在旧约里面比较我们更明白我们的神,
in what place do we see that we know the God the most?
我们的神乃是有怜悯有恩典的神,
our God is compassionate and slow to anger.
有丰盛的慈爱,
abundant, abundant and loving kindness and truth.
有丰盛的恩典和真理,
full of grace and truth.
讲到真理的时候,
and we speak of truth.
约翰知道什么是真理?
John knew the truth.
就是神后悔不降所说的灾,
one who relents concerning calamity.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这里有一个很稀奇的事。
Here's an amazing thing.
当约拿说这个话的时候,
when Jonah said these words,
他大大的不悦,
he was greatly displeased,
而且发怒,
and he was angry.
你看见稀奇不稀奇?
Do you see that?
我们普通发怒就不能祷告了。
When we are angry, we can't pray.
这个约拿发怒还能祷告。
Jonah was angry and he still could pray.
约拿故事的时候完全叫你跌破眼镜。
When you read Jonah, you are just completely surprised.
约拿里面充满了很多的矛盾。
There are so many paradoxes.
叫你完全不明白的。
You don't understand.
我们举个简单例子。
I'll give you an example.
这个约拿书是17卷先知书里面的一卷。
Jonah is one of the prophetic books.
所有先知书都是有很多预言的。
And all the prophets, there are many prophecies.
先知书所以是先知, 因为它是里面有很多它的预言。
And a book of the prophets is a prophet because there are many prophecies contained in it.
大家不要以为说约拿是小先知。
Don't think that Jonah is a minor prophet.
因为约拿书是小先知书。
Because it's a minor prophet book.
这个大和小不是先知有多大有多小。
The major and minor prophet doesn't mean how big or small they are.
他写的书有多大有多小。
It is how big their book is.
耶利米是大先知。
Jeremiah is a major prophet.
为什么是大先知?
Why a major prophet?
因为他写的先知书很长很长。
Because his book is very long.
所以弟兄姊妹, 那个先知大和小,
a major or a minor prophet,
你不能用他的先知书的长短来断定他,
is not based on the length.
但是我们知道,
but we have to say,
约拿一定是大先知。
Jonah has to be a major prophet.
你怎么知道?
How do you know that?
因为我们主在地上的时候,
when our Lord was on earth,
他说看啊,
he said, behold,
这有一个人比约拿更大。
There was one greater than Jonah.
现在神拿旧约的先知和神的儿子来对比。
Now he is taking an Old Testament prophet comparing with his son.
就拿旧约的先知和他自己来对比,
and an Old Testament prophet to compare himself with.
这个先知一定是大的。
This prophet must be great.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹你不要弄错了。
So don't misunderstand.
你以为读约拿书约拿就变成小先知，没有，约拿是最大的先知之一。
You think that Jonah is a minor prophet, but no, he's one of the greatest prophets.
一个大的先知。
He's a great prophet.
一定是个顺服的先知。
Must be one who obeys.
用今天的话来讲, 羔羊无论往哪去都跟随。
In today's words, wherever the lamb goes, we follow.
但是最叫我们惊讶的,
but something that amazes us,
在这一卷的书里面,
in this book,
这个大的先知,
this major prophet,
明白吗? 结果神叫他往东的时候, 他居然往西。
When the Lord told him to go east, he went west.
我们做这个事没有什么稀奇。
If we do that, that's no big deal.
我大儿子小时候就做这个事。
My oldest son did that all the time.
我叫他往东,
whenever I told him to go east, he'll go west.
我叫他往西,
whenever I told him to go west, he'll go east.
所以下一次如果要叫他往东, 我说你往西。
So when I really wanted him to go east, I would tell him to go west.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你明白吗?
Do you understand?
我们是会做这个事。
We can do that.
大先知不可以。
But a major prophet can.
我们不常常说一句话吗?
Don't we always say?
小弟兄得罪我不要紧。
If a small brother wrongs us, it's okay.
大弟兄得罪我就过不去了。
But if an elder brother wrongs us, then we can't do it.
你看见吗?我们犯一点小罪不要紧。
If we commit a small sin, it's okay.
大弟兄不可以的。
But an elder brother
cannot. 你明白吗?大先知不可以的。
A major prophet cannot.
但大先知偏偏做了我们想不到的事。
But the major prophet did something we could not think
of. 而且这个约书约拿书这本书啊。
And the book of Jonah.
主要的没有讲他的预言啊。
It actually didn't really talk about all the prophecy. It spoke of the prophet. When you read all the other prophetic books, only in the book of Jonah, there's only one prophecy. And in Hebrew, it's only five words.
所以你在这旧约，你怎么知道你是先知？
In the Old Testament, how do you know you're a prophet?
就是你的预言应验了。
Because your prophecies have been fulfilled.
在整个约拿书就这么一个预言。
In Jonah, there's but one prophecy.
过了四十天，尼尼微就要倾倒了。
After 40 days, Nineveh will fall.
结果最叫人惊讶的是。
And the thing that's most amazing.
这个预言竟然没有应验。
This prophecy was never fulfilled.
叫约拿生不生气？
Won't Jonah be angry?
对，约拿生气啊。
Of course Jonah's angry.
你明白吗？
You understand?
神是满有慈爱的神。
God is full of compassion.
神带着完全的荣耀。
He has gained all the glory.
我的面子往什么地方挂？
But where do I turn my face?
现在我讲的就这么一个预言，不应验了。
The only prophecy I said was not fulfilled.
对约拿大大的不悦。
So he was greatly displeased.
你去读约拿书，大大好几个都是大的。
Read Jonah and you'll see many words great,
great.
It's a, Nineveh was a great city.
神要他们悔改啊。
The God wanted them to repent.
你忘记了，约拿大大的不悦。
Jonah was greatly displeased.
而且发怒。
And he was angry.
神要他悔改啊。
The Lord wanted him to repent.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
神有很多的仆人。
God has many servants.
比方神安排一个大鱼。
He appointed a great fish.
大鱼就是神的仆人了。
And that is the servant of God.
然后他往他是去。
And he went to Tarshish.
神叫他往东，他往西。
He told him to go east, he went west.
他是就是今天的西班牙。
Today's Tarshish is Spain.
神说可以往东，结果他往西去了。
The Lord told him to go east, he went west.
那么你去了，应该良心不平安才对呀。
If you go, your conscience should be bothering you, right?
良心平安的。
But his conscience did not bother him.
有道理的弟兄姊妹。
There has to be a reason.
为什么他良心平安？
Why was his conscience not bothering him?
他认识真理。
He knew the truth.
他什么事就是真理。
He knew the truth.
所以弟兄姊妹。等到神说你起来往尼尼微大城去
He said arise and go to Nineveh
你向其中的居民呼喊因为他们的恶达到我的面前
And cry against it for their wickedness has come up before me
结果约拿在神面前祷告了
And then Jonah had a prayer
祷告就是刚才那个祷告
And that was that prayer that we said
他和神绊脚舌
He actually was discussing
就在那个时候他说我知道你有恩典有怜悯的神
He says you are a compassionate God
我所知道真理就是你后悔不降所受的
And the truth I know as you are the one who relents concerning calamity.
就是因为我明白真理。
And because I understand the truth.
所以我急速地逃往他是。
That is why I fled to Tarshish.
你明白吗?
Do you understand?
这不是稀奇的很吗?
Isn't that amazing?
一个明白真理的人。
Somebody who understands the truth.
普通弟兄姊妹不明白啊。
Many times we don't understand.
他的左手右手都不分的。
They can't differentiate between left and right.
你来帮助他们的。
You help them.
弟兄姊妹现在你想为什么约拿跑掉吗?
Why did Jonah flee?
因为他认识神。
Because he knew God.
他赶快跑。
He fled.
他怕跑得太晚了，就果然像他所知道的一样。
And then he was afraid that something was going to be fulfilled.
逃到哪里去？逃到他是去。
He fled to Tarshish.
那么弟兄姊妹，这是什么原因呢
？Why?
很清楚的。
Very clear.
因为他认识神，是后悔不降所说的灾。
Because he knew
后悔不降所说的灾。
He knew God as the one who relents concerning calamity.
那弟兄姊妹，神是慈爱的神。
Our Lord is one who
is
full of loving kindness.
所以他知道一件事。
So he knew one thing.
如果他到尼尼微去的话。
If he goes to Nineveh.
那么这些如果悔改的话。
If they were to repent.
那么弟兄姊妹。你就知道说这个他是这个尼尼微就继续存在了。
And Nineveh would continue to exist.
尼尼微是什么地方呢?
Where is Nineveh?
尼尼微乃是古时候亚述大国的首都。
Nineveh was the capital of the Assyria.
Yeah.阿西尔是个很大很大的一个城 capital 很大很大的城
It's a very big city in Assyria
约拿自己是个先知
Jonah was a prophet
所以他拿着时间的望远镜他知道将来要发生的事
So he can use the binoculars of time to see what was going to happen
他知道说等到有一天就是在公元前722年的时候
So he knew in 722 BC,
以色列的12个支派,
the 10 tribes in Israel,
就是北国的10个支派,
the 10 tribes in the northern
kingdom,
will be led captive into Assyria.
他是先知,
he's a prophet.
他知道什么是真理,
he knew what the truth was.
他知道将来所发生的什么事,
he knew what was going to happen.
神的话一定真的,
God's word is true. God's word is always true.
但是弟兄姊妹, 约拿爱自己的同胞,
Jonah loved his citizens,
他爱自己的百姓,
his own people.
他爱自己的百姓,
he loved his people.
他爱慕神的见证,
he loved God's testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so
现在你看见没有, 如果他真的顺服神的旨意,
if he were to obey God's will,
如果他真的到了尼尼微去,
if he were to go to Nineveh,
尼尼微人如果真的悔改了以后,
and if the people in Nineveh were to repent,
弟兄们, 根据他所知道的真理,
according to the truth he knew,
有一天, 以色列一定是亡在亚述的手里。
One day Israel will be captive to Assyria.
他不要这件事情发生。
He didn't want that to happen.
他爱神的旨意。
He loved God's people.
他也爱他的百姓。
He loved his own people.
当初不是神呼召他到他的百姓中间去吗？
He called him to go to his own people.
所以当他知道说如果尼尼微悔改的话，
He knew that if Nineveh were to repent,
那么以色列就有祸了。
And then woe to Israel.
所以他要做一件事。
So he had to do one thing.
他赶快逃。
He had to flee.
他知道那个时候啊, 如果去他是3年才来往一次的船。
He knows that going to Tarshish, there it actually takes 3 years to go back and forth.
所以他想如果他能逃到他失去的话,
so he felt if he could flee to Tarshish,
it is true, 3年以后神才把他抓回来。
It would take 3 years for the Lord to get him back.
所以3年以后啊, 尼尼微一定倾倒了。
So Nineveh 3 years later would have fallen.
因为那个罪已经满那个地步，神非审判不可。
Because the wickedness would have been so great that he would have been judged. They would have been judged.
所以你明白吗?
You understand?
为神的百姓,
for God's people,
他愿意牺牲他自己,
he was willing to sacrifice himself.
他把自己 self-exile, 完全放逐到他失去,
he exiled himself to Tarshish.
所以弟兄姊妹, 他觉得自己是个英雄, 你看见没有?
He thought that he was a hero.
他在一个很崇高的理由底下,
in a very high moral,
为着神的见证,
he said, for God's testimony,
为着神的百姓,
for God's people,
为着叫神的百姓能够持守在这里,
so that they can still remain.
弟兄姊妹, 现在他可以做一件违反神,
he can do something that is against God's will.
但是不要忘记, 他跑得很快啊,
but he fled very quickly.
会跑就跑得越怕啊,
he fled all the way to Joppa.
3年才来一次船呢,
the ship only comes once every 3 years.
怎么刚好就碰到那条船呢?
How did they meet a ship?
他一定是神的旨意吗?
It must be God's will.
如果不是神的旨意,
if it weren't God's will, there wouldn't be a ship.
他摸摸他的口袋,
he felt in his pocket.
刚好有船价,
he has enough money for the fare.
如果船没有钱还是没有用啊?
If you have the ship but no fare money,
所以你看看这不是神的旨意是什么?
Isn't this God's will?
所以他就上了船,
so he went on to the ship.
起头圣经说他下到Joppa下的约帕,
and then the Lord, the Bible says that he went down to Joppa.
那么上了船以后他就下到底舱去,
and then when he went onto the ship, he went down into the cargo.
他就睡着了,
and then he slept.
弟兄姊妹良心一点没有控告他,
the conscience did not bother him.
他睡得非常非常的香甜,
he had sweet dreams when he was sleeping.
弟兄姊妹你现在就知道了一个侍奉神的人,
one who serves God,
有一个可能他良心一点感觉都没有,
it's possible that his conscience will not bother him.
明明是我 往相反的方向去,
even though he's going in the opposite direction.
没有, 我完全侍奉神的旨意,
he says, no, I'm following God's will.
我完全顾全我整个的百姓,
I am for my people.
现在我牺牲自己,
so I sacrifice myself,
为了要福音那个管床,
so that the gospel can be preached.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 现在你明白吗?
Do you understand?
因着他用这些话把他自己包围住了,
for he used these words to surround him.
他被他自己所知道真理完全催眠了,
so he was hypnotizing himself with his own truth.
他良心完全
his conscience was clear.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, as if when his conscience has no more feeling,
神爱人啊,
God loved Jonah.
神要兴起环境来,
God is to create an environment.
神兴起一阵东风来,
and he brought forth a storm.
然后这个船就摇摆了,
and the ship was moving.
这个船一摇摆,
and as it was shaking,
所有水手都开始祷告了,
all the people and the sailors were praying.
外邦人在那祷告,
they were all praying.
虽然他们祷告的偶像是假的,
even though those sailors prayed to idols,
真神的约拿,
but the one who knew the true God,
居然睡着了,
this Jonah,
然后呢, 需要船长下到窗子里面去, 下到,
and the captain had to go down into the hold.
你这沉睡的人啊,
and said, you who are sleeping,
为何这样呢?
What are you doing?
起来,
Arise.
你记得神告诉摩西约拿说你起来往尼尼微去。
Do you remember the Lord said, arise and go to Nineveh?
结果他没有起来往尼尼微，他反而下到底场去。
He did not arise, he went down into the hole.
他说起来求告你的神。
And the captain said, arise and pray to your God.
丢脸不丢脸,
Isn't that embarrassing?
需要一个外邦人来告诉约拿说求告你的神。
You need to have a Gentile to remind you to ask God.
原来约拿还可以逃的。
Before Jonah could flee,
后来逃不掉了。
He couldn't flee anymore.
大家都知道, 他是一个逃避耶和华的。
All of them knew that he was fleeing God.
但那个时候弟兄姊妹,
At that time,
他感谢神,
Thank the Lord.
他到底是神的仆人。
He is God's servant.
但他觉得不能够再强了。
When he couldn't hide anymore.
但他发现神到底找到他了。
When he saw that God found him.
所以他为神做见证。
So he testified for
the Lord. 他说我是希伯来人。
He said, I am a Hebrew.
我敬畏耶和华。
I fear the Lord God.
那创造沧海, 旱地之天上的神。
The one who made the sea and dry land.
他传福音了。
He preached. Even though he failed,
他是神的仆人,
he was God's servant.
感谢主, 然后告诉他们说,
and he told them how he was from God.
因着他的缘故,
and for this reason, the ship was almost shipwrecked. So many times, because we have not been faithful, the church does not have
peace.
So God had to do something.
弟兄姊妹, 这个不听话的约拿,
this disobedient Jonah.
神有没有办法?
Was there a way?
感谢主弟兄姊妹,
Thank the Lord.
所以那个时候,
when he understood God's will,
他看见他的羞耻显在众人的面前,
when his shame was shown forth to everybody,
虽然问他说我们要怎么做我们才能够叫水平静下来呢?
They asked him, what should we do so that the seas can be calm?
然后他怎么说呢?
What did he say?
他说你们要将我抬起来。
He said, pick me up.
抛在海中。
And throw me into the sea.
这个抬起来抬, 在约拿书提了两, 最少提了两,
this word pick me up, pick, was mentioned at least twice.
你记不记得主耶稣说, 我若被举起来, 叫万人来归向我。
Do you remember when the Lord said, if I am lifted up, that all shall bow before me?
所以这个不肯听话的约拿,
so this disobedient Jonah,
这个自以为明白真理的约拿,
this Jonah who thought he knew the truth,
神要怎么办呢?
What was he to do?
神要让他经过十字架。
The Lord wants him to go through the cross.
神要把他置于死地。
He wants to throw him to death.
所以举起来抛到海里面。
To be picked up and to be thrown into the sea.
现在有一个经历叫做死的经历。
Then you have this experience of death.
那个不听话不顺服的仆人。
This disobedient servant.
唯一的办法就是经过死。
The only way is to go through death.
所以弟兄姊妹这个时候反而那些水手们怕起来了。
And then at this point the sailors become afraid.
他们佩服这个人。
They admire this person. When somebody stands for God,
他如果不说的话,
if he doesn't say anything, nobody's going to throw him into the sea. But now he's with God. He knows God is going to throw him to death. And he spoke like God. Pick me up.
把他抛在海里面,
throw me into the sea.
当你真的这样做的时候,
when you do this,
他们就不肯了。
Then they refuse to do it.
怎么漏, 但是船就是不能靠岸。
They try to row back.
最后神的旨意不能更改的。
Finally, God's will cannot be changed.
约拿一定要被置于死地。
Jonah had to be thrown to death.
所以结果神他就被抛在海里面。
And they threw him into the sea.
结果水手们得救了。
And then the sailors were saved.
因着听他传福音,
because they heard him preach the gospel.
他们大大地敬畏耶和华,
they greatly feared the Lord.
他们献祭, 而且也许愿,
and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows.
等到第二章约拿在鱼腹里面祷告的时候,
isn't that amazing? And then in chapter 2, when Jonah's praying in the belly of the fish,
最后约拿也是献祭, 而且许愿,
and at the end, Jonah also gave sacrifice and gave a vow.
水手需要蒙拯救,
the sailors were saved, even Jonah was saved. Jonah needed to be saved from himself.
所以现在神就把他们就把他抛在海里,
so he's thrown into the sea.
等一等他告诉我们到了海里面是怎么一回事。
Then we see what happened in the sea.
第二章乃是约拿在鱼腹里面的祷告。
Chapter 2 is the prayer of Jonah in the belly of the fish.
这是个最难祷告的地方。
This is the most difficult place to pray.
有人告诉我们约拿在鱼肚里摸来摸去摸出鱼肝油出来。
Some people say that actually when Jonah was in the belly of the fish, he was able to find oil, fish oil.
我们不知道约拿在哪里,
we don't know where Jonah
但是我们知道是神创造地中海的时候,
but we know when God created the heaven and the earth,
有一种鱼, 有一种鱼是没有牙齿的,
There's a type of fish that has no teeth. So when the ocean water comes in, it comes into its mouth. And in history, we've seen that a horse was found in the belly of a fish. At the beginning of the 20th century, a man was found in the fish. He was swallowed by a fish. His friends chased after the fish, caught the fish, and opened them up and saved them.
弟兄姊妹，你看现在约拿呢在鱼腹里面祷告。
So Jonah was praying in the belly of the fish.
但是记得，这是最艰难的地方的祷告。
This is the most difficult place to pray.
但是圣经里面最好的祷告里面的一个。
But this is one of the best prayers in the Bible.
因为这里的祷告是用诗篇许多祷告放在一起。
Because this prayer is a gathering of many psalms together.
当人的话没有用的时候。
When man's words are useless,
借着神的话,
through God's word,
约拿在他被放到死的经历的时候,
when Jonah was going through death, he was able to pray.
所以约拿在鱼腹里面就三天三夜,
and he was there 3 nights and 3 days.
那最后他就被约拿，然后神就吩咐鱼，就把约拿就吐在旱地上。
Then the Lord commanded the fish, and the fish vomited Jonah onto dry land.
虽然约拿是失败的约拿,
even though Jonah was a failure,
但是约拿在鱼腹里面那一段，那是基督的预表。
But even though when he was in the belly of the fish, it was a type of Christ.
我们的主不是三天三夜在地里面，而且从死里复活。
Remember when our Lord was in the earth 3 days and 3 nights? And then he rose up again.
现在你看见，因为约拿做了基督的预表。
Because Jonah is now a type of Christ.
所以他的经历乃是与基督一同的经历。His
experience is the experience of Christ.
基督经过死，他也经过死。
Christ went through death, he did all.
他在鱼腹里面简直就是死。
He was in the belly of the fish. That was death.
然后从鱼肚子里面出来了,
and after he came out of the belly,
弟兄姊妹，给我们看，这里约拿有个经历, 乃是死而复活的经历。
He had experience of death and resurrection.
所以你读马太福音的话,
when you read Matthew,
我们的主说只有一个神迹,
he says there is but one sign.
除了约拿的神迹,
outside the sign of Jonah, there is no other sign.
约拿怎样在鱼腹里面三天三夜,
how Jonah was in 3 days and 3 nights in the belly,
人子也三天三夜在地里面,
so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
所以这就解释了约拿的经历。
This explains his experience.
好了，现在我们回到了失败的约拿。
And we come back to the failed Jonah.
你讲约拿这个人叫人受不了的。
Jonah is somebody who makes people feel uncomfortable. People can't stand him.
所以，但是神有办法可以做的。
But the Lord can do something.
你讲有的时候你吃东西肚子消化不了。
Sometimes when you eat something and you can't digest it,
实在一点都不能消化了。
You can't digest it well.
你就把它吐出来了。
You have to vomit it out.
所以你看你越难办到一个地步啊。
So Jonah was so difficult.
在鱼肚里三天鱼都受不了了。
Even the fish couldn't stand him.
三天一定要把它吐出来才可以。
The fish had to vomit him out.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就知道约拿是怎样的约拿。
Now you know what, how difficult Jonah.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
当你读他的祷告的时候,
when you read his prayer,
他有一个经历,
he has an experience.
他本来是下到约帕,
he was supposed to, he went down to Joppa,
然后下到底舱,
he went down to the ship hole,
然后下到山根,
and he went down to the roots of the mountain,
山根, 然后阴间的门就打开了,
and then the gates were open,
然后在阴间的肚腹里面, belly里面祷告,
and he prayed in the belly of Sheol,
神就把他从坑里面救出来,
and then he was saved from the pit.
现在神把他放在鱼腹里面,
and he was put in the belly of the fish.
从阴间的肚腹跑到鱼的腹里面来了。
From the belly of Sheol to the belly of the fish.
从一个死到另外一个死。
From one death to another death.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
基督主所说的死,
the death of a Christian,
不是阴间的死,
is not a death in Sheol.
基督所说的死,
the death of a Christian,
但神把我们从死里面拯救出来,
he saves us from death,
把我们放在鱼腹里面,
and puts us into the belly of the fish.
这个死是随时准备复活的。
This death is always ready for resurrection.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
最后他怎么说呢?
What did he say?
他说救恩出于耶和华。
Salvation is from the Lord.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这就是第一章跟第二章。
This is chapter 1 and chapter 2.
好了，到了第三章里面。
Chapter 3.
约拿完全学会了。
Jonah learned a lesson.
他本来不顺服，现在顺服。
He wasn't obedient, now he's obedient.
耶和华第二次临到约拿说。
The second time the Lord spoke.
你起来往尼尼微大城去。
Arise, go to Nineveh.
向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。
And proclaim to it the proclamation.
结果约拿便照耶和华起来往尼尼微去。
So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh.
他到尼尼微是个外国人。
He was a stranger in Nineveh.
他好不容易学了五个字。
He learned five words.
再等40日,
yet 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown.
你想想看啊,
think about it. Today when we preach, we need a golden mouth.
你到温州传福音,
when you go to Wenzhou province, you need to speak
Wenzhouese.
Wenzhouese is the most difficult language to learn.
你看见不懂啊,
you can't differentiate between man and God.
所以弟兄姊妹,你看见吗?
But if you go to Wenzhou, you need to speak Wenzhouese. But here you learn five words. You need a golden mouth. You preach a nice sermon, then people repent.
约拿没有啊,
but Jonah was obedient. God said five words, that's it. And it's a foreign language. And with a foreign accent.
如果他到处这么讲,
well, if he were to say this, everybody would laugh at him.
弟兄姊妹,你看见没有?
He was obedient.
结果稀奇的喊啊,
quite amazing. The entire city of Nineveh repented. There was 120,000 persons who did not know how to differentiate between right and left. This city was at least of 1 million people. Throughout history, no such great thing has ever happened.
从上到下全部悔改,
from top to bottom, everybody repented.
他们不给牛和羊吃东西,
they didn't give food to the beast.
牛和羊不懂事啊,
the beast don't know the beast.
拼命喊,
all the beasts were crying out.
因为每个人都喊了, 求神怜悯他们,
everybody's crying out for repentance.
弟兄姊妹,
brother says,
最后感谢神,
at the end, thank God.
神看见了那个情形,
God saw the situation.
神就没有把灾降给他,
God did not give them come on,
你明白吗? 因为全城都悔改了,
the entire city repented.
现在我们要问一个问题,
now we ask the question,
是什么原因?
Why?
这么多人蒙恩得救,
did so many people,
一个人顺服,
were they saved?
一个人被顺服主,
if somebody is obedient,
主怎么说, 我就怎么说,
whatever God says, I say,
只是五个字,
five words,
弟兄姊妹, 结果全城人都悔改了,
the entire city was saved.
那个解释在哪里?
What's the explanation?
那个解释就在路加福音第11章,
the explanation is in Luke chapter 11.
当我们的主讲到, 约拿的神迹的时候,
when our Lord spoke of the sign of Jonah,
马太福音是说, 约拿怎样在母腹里三天三夜就象征我们的主怎样在地里三天三夜。
It was in Matthew, it spoke just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish, so was our the Son of Man in the heart of the earth. But Luke said something different.
他说约拿怎样成为尼尼微人的神迹。
He says the sign of Jonah became the sign of the Ninevites.
在尼尼微人眼光他是个神迹，弟兄姊妹。
He became a miracle.
所以在世人的眼光中,
so in the eyes of the world, we are also a miracle.
他行最大的神迹,
the greatest miracle was to rise from the dead.
现在他显得全世界面,
and now before everyone, he's a miracle.
这是怎么回事,
what does that mean?
原来尼尼微人是拜鱼神,
the Ninevites used to worship the fish god.
鱼是最大, 鱼是他们的神。
The fish was their god.
现在有一个人从鱼腹里面出来,
then there is someone who came out of the belly of the fish,
胜过了他们的神,
has overcome their fish.
你怎么知道?
How do you know?
当你看见约拿遍体鳞伤的神,
when you see Jonah full of scars and wounds,
当一个人从鱼腹里面出来,
coming out of the belly of the fish,
他应该被吞灭了,
he should have been swallowed up,
他胜过了鱼,
but he overcame the fish,
把他身上带着满身的伤害,
but he is full of scars and wounds.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
带着十字架的伤痕经过整个的尼尼微城的时候,
so if we use the New Testament language, when he was walking through Nineveh with the marks of the cross,
加上那五句简单的话,
plus those five simple words,
所有的人,
everyone
都悔改了,
repented.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们巴不得有这样的复兴,
we want to have this revival.
我们巴不得有许多人这样的得救,
we want many people to be saved.
在韩国叫我们惊讶,
we are amazed at what's being done in Korea.
中国国家怎么那么多人信主?
How come so many people have been saved?
在别的地方一样的事情,
other places likewise.
在我的故乡的附近有一个地方叫做福清, 有10万的基督徒。
In Fuqing, there is over 100,000 Christians.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 你怎么解释?
How do you explain that?
感谢主,
thank you.
如果你看见这种情形,
if you see this condition,
原因是什么?
The reason is what?
这些基督徒,
these Christians,
对于这个世界来讲,
to this world,
成了神迹。
They are a miracle.
他们从鱼腹里面经过。
They went through the belly of the fish.
他们满身都是伤痕。
They are full of wounds.
他们没有太多的话。
Not many words.
弟兄姊妹。
From the sisters.
结果上上下下都归了，都接受我们的主。
From the top to the bottom, they all accepted the Lord.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
达到丰收的途径。
To arrive at the fullness of the harvest,
一粒麦子落在地里死
了, unless a grain of wheat falls down to the earth and dies,
就结出许多的子粒来,
it bears much fruit.
葡萄碎了, 碎了,
the grape is torn apart,
结果葡萄酒就供应出去,
and the wine is given out.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当你起来传福音的时候,
when you preach the gospel,
因着你身上带着十字架的伤害,
because you have the wounds of the cross on you,
你看见吗?连你自己都不相信那个结果。
Then you will not even believe in the result.
约拿应该高兴才对。
Jonah should be happy.
我凭什么能有这个成果呢
？What did I do to have this result?
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？You understand?
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
你看见一个不顺服的约拿
，A disobedient Jonah.
现在神能做到一个地步。
God can do a work
经过死而复活的经历
through death and resurrection
当他背起他的十字架
when he bore his cross
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
结果所带来的是空前的丰收
then we have a full harvest
我们不是巴不得主能把复兴带给我们
don't we want the revival
特别在新加坡
especially in Singapore
特别是年轻的一代
Singapore especially for the young ones
当你觉得年轻人慢慢失落
when you feel that the young ones are being lost
当你觉得年轻人被世界掳去
when you feel that the young ones are being captivated by the
world. 你知道原因在哪里吗?
What is the reason?
如果在家里面,
if at home,
做父母的像约拿一样,
if the parents are like Jonah,
儿女如果在我们身上看见那些伤痕,
when the children see those scars and wounds on us,
世界虽然可爱,
even though the world is lovely,
还是主比他们更可爱,
but the Lord is even more lovely.
你千万不要以为世界的力量大得比主一点办法也没有了。
Don't use the world's means, that's impossible.
没有这件事。
It's impossible.
今天有几个人像约拿一样,
There are some like Jonah
愿意顺服在主的面前
that are willing to be obedient before God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见说
now you will see,
我们不只为神做工
not only do we work for God,
我们更是让神来做工
but we allow God to work in us.
把我们这个自以为明白真理的人
so that we who think we know the truth,
我们还教导别人
We try to teach others.
许多时候我们良心还很平安
Many times our conscience does not bother us.
主可以解决我们
So God can fix us.
主可以让我主可以解决我们就叫我们一死就到海底到山根去就完了
And he can fix us by just throwing us to death.
我们不顺服神可以解决我们的
He can fix us.
神爱我们
But the Lord loves us.
神仍旧使用我们
But God wants to use us.
但是弟兄姊妹当神在用我们的时候
When he wants to use us again,
我们身上是带着记号的。
We are full of scars and wounds.
所以保罗怎么说呢
？So what did Paul say?
从此以后，但愿没有人再来搅扰我。
For now, don't bring any trouble to me.
因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。
For I bear the body marks of the Lord Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
当死在保罗身上发动的时候
，when death started to work in Paul,
生就在别人身上发动。
Life began in others.
问题是
，birth began in others.
你有伤痕吗？
Do you have scars?
Amy Carmichael 是从英国开西聚会第一个到印度去的传道人。
Amy Carmichael is a missionary to India from the Keswick Convention.
她写了一首诗歌。
She wrote a hymn.
那首诗歌就是你怎么没有伤痕
？And this hymn is Hast Thou No Scar?
那么这首诗歌是非常宝贵的诗歌。
It's a very precious hymn.
后来尼托森弟兄就把它翻译出来。
Brother Wasserman, he translated this hymn.
尼托森翻译的时候还加上了后面的几节。
And afterwards, he added a couple verses to it.
然后尼师母就写了封信给香港的一个姊妹。
And Sister Nee wrote a letter to a sister in Hong Kong.
尼不只写了这首诗歌。
Brother Nee not only wrote this.
而且是唯一的一首诗歌是尼丢自己配上调子的。
And actually, Brother Nee, is the only hymn that he actually added the melody to it.
结果后来我到了澳洲，我就明白过来了。
So when I went to Australia, I understood.
原来有一个弟兄是读音乐的弟兄。
There is somebody who there was a brother who studies music.
尼弟兄就把他所听见的那个声音就告诉的我们的弟兄，把他写下来。
Our brother Nee asked this brother the sound that he heard to write this into music.
所以这首诗歌就变成了我们手中的诗歌。
So this hymn became a hymn amongst us.
你怎么没有伤痕
？Hast thou no scar?
我们好不好让我们好不好我只是让我们的弟兄念一下，我把它翻成中文就可以了。
Let me read it, and I will translate it into Chinese.
第一节
first verse.
Hast thou no scar, no hidden scar on foot or side or hand? I hear thee sung throughout the land. I hear them hail thy shining star. Hast thou no scar, no scar?
你怎么没有伤痕？没有伤痕在你身上勒旁，你的名声反而远播四方，他们反而赞美你的光芒。你怎么没有伤痕？
Hast thou no wound? Yet I was wounded by the archer spent, leaned me against a tree and rent. By ravening beasts round me I swooned. Hast thou no wound? No wound?
你怎么没有伤痕？我是受迫，孤独在挂在树上。四维无情，竟是残忍狂妄。我是受了鞭伤、刺伤、钉伤，你怎没有伤痕
？No wound, no scar. Yet as the master shall the servant be, and pierced the feet that follow me. But whole, can he have followed far who has no wound nor scar?
怎能你无伤痕？仆人不比主人更有希望。先生蒙羞。学生岂能堂皇，而你却是安逸完整无恙，怎能你没有伤痕？这就是那首诗歌。
That is that hymn.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters.
所以当我们每次唱这首诗歌的时候，
When we sing this hymn,
就叫我们想起约拿的故事。
It reminds us of the story of Jonah.
今天主在问我们，
The Lord is asking us,
虽然今天时间过了一点，
even though our time is already gone,
但是是我个人的信息最后一个晚上，
but tonight is the last message.
所以让我再借几分钟的时间，
I just want to borrow some time.
我唱这首诗歌给弟兄们听，
I'd like to sing this hymn.
我只唱其中的一节，
I'm only going to sing verse 1.
到了第二节的时候，
and verse 2,
如果你们会哼的和我一起来哼，
if you know how to hum it, please hum it.
如果你们会背的和我一同来背，
if you know how to sing it, please sing it.
让我们一同来唱这三首三节诗歌。
Let us sing these three verses.
然后我们好不好有一点点的祷告，
and then let us have some prayer.
虽然有一点点的晚，
even though it's a little tardy,
但是我们再借几分钟，
but let us borrow some time.
然后我们再结束这个聚会，
and then we can end.
所以唱完诗歌以后，
After we sing,
请大家能够受着圣灵的感动，短短的有几个简单的祷告。
Let us have some very short prayers according to the Spirit.
你怎没有伤痕？没有伤痕在你身上了旁，你的名声反而远播四方，他们反而赞美你的光芒，你怎没有伤痕？第二节。你怎没有伤痕？我是受迫，孤独挂在树上，四维无际，尽是残忍狂妄，我是受了鞭伤、刺伤的伤，你怎没有伤痕？你。怎没有伤痕？仆人不比主人更有希望，先生蒙羞，学生岂能堂皇？而你却是安逸完整无恙， 能你无上。